Here's the thing about adventure. It's never going to come knocking on your door. You got to get out there and track it down. And there's no better way to find it than behind the wheel of a 2024 Toyota Tacoma. With trail-hungry power, legendary capability, and head-turning style, the Tacoma is not for the sedentary. 326 horsepower, 465 pound-feet of torque. And with all the toughness you could ask for, the Toyota Tacoma is the adventure you've been missing. Toyota, let's go places.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time now for the Sharks Instant Replay of a very exciting contest played between the San Jose Sharks and the Dallas Stars in front of a crowd of 18,532 fans at American Airlines Center in Dallas. The score is the Stars 5 and the Sharks 2. And here is how it happened tonight here at Big D's American Airlines Center. In the first period, the San Jose Sharks were outshot 14-9 by the Stars, and Mackenzie Blackwood kept them in the game for most of the contest. But at 15:33 of the first period, it would be Jason Robertson ending a 9-game goalless drought with a big one for Dallas to get in front. Dallas keeps it in. Here's a shot that's blocked by CeCe from the stick of Hardy. Hardy cross ice. Dumba throws it to the circle. Turnaround shot. Score! So Dumba keeps it in, gets it to Jason Robertson, and the Southern California native, who's been a little cold lately, spins and fires that dangerous shot that gets by Blackwood. But it was the keep-in that was the key, and Dallas is up 1-0. That was at 15:33 of the first period. Robertson's fifth goal of the season, only his second one at home, assisted by Matt Dumba and Thomas Harley. And so it was 1-0 at that point. But with time winding down in the first period, Mikael Granlund, easily the best player on the ice for San Jose, ended up with an amazing effort to get the Sharks even. 43 seconds left on the power play. Can the Sharks clear it? Good job by Eklund. Flips it forward. It's going to be a break. Right up the middle for Granlund. Short-handed shoots. He scores! Mikael Granlund, an unbelievable effort. He had a man draped all over him from his own blue line all the way down the ice. But Granlund is able to ram it in. It's a short-handed goal with 1:16 left in the period. And this game is tied 1-1. William Eklund, the assist on Mikael Granlund's ninth goal of the season. That's my play of the night.
Oh, a heck of a play. And you would think that if the Stars are able to score there, this is a changes the entire complexion of the game. And think about Granlund. He gets that puck, as you mentioned, at his own blue line, gets chased. First of all, he knocks the puck down with a stick, has a guy draped all over him in Roope Hintz, all the way down the ice, and finds a way to deke the goaltender, Ottinger, and chip it over his shoulder on the forehand. Just a heck of a play.
So 1-1 at the end of one period of play, and the Sharks were hoping to get off to a good start in period number two. Unfortunately, that did not happen, although with the game tied 1-1, the Sharks felt that they should be able to get started well. But it didn't happen in the first minute of the second period when Wyatt Johnston, also a little bit cold on that top line, was able to take advantage of a play in front. Back the other way, could be a chance for Dallas. Ferraro knocks one aside, but Heiskanen keeps in. Now it's Dumba. He's checked a little bit there by Zetterlund, who ends up not only taking it away from him, but poking it away from the man Maverick Bork on the far side of the ice. Puck's back at center. Here's Roope Hintz on. Lead pass, Johnston, score! Uh-oh, Johnston getting underneath Wallman on that play. The Sharks couldn't get the puck up the ice, and Roope Hintz just jumping out on the change, came in onside and fed Wyatt Johnston, and this kid is just deadly in front of the net. 56 seconds into the second period, and Dallas is up 2-1. That was a big goal for Wyatt Johnston, his third of the season, from Roope Hintz and Jason Robertson. 2-1 Dallas Stars at that point. And Dallas would continue to press. Their captain, Jamie Benn, would score his fourth goal of the season at 10:56, and suddenly it was 3-1. Behind the goal line, Dallas has got their feet moving. Benn almost made a play there, but Goodrow blocked his pass. Behind the net, center, they score! Jamie Benn got it back from Stankoven and recovered it behind the goal line. And Benn, because he hustled behind the net while the Sharks' defense didn't have their feet moving, got to the puck first, but 8 seconds before that, and that's why it's 3-1 Dallas. A lot of bending but not breaking for Dallas in this game.
Yeah, you know what? You knew there would be a push after the first period from the Dallas Stars, and they certainly came out. And all the guys, maybe we jinxed it. We're talking about some of the guys that hadn't produced offensively for this team, and Robertson was one of them. Obviously, Wyatt Johnston was another one. Stankoven, I noticed him all night long, creating opportunities for – he creates that one play, obviously, for Jamie Benn behind the net, holds onto the puck and just doesn't stop and creates a great play. And all of a sudden, now you're chasing the game a little bit here in the second period, down two.
Well, that's the way it was. It was 3-1 Dallas at that point in the second period of play. But then the Sharks pressed hard with the score 3-1. And then it was time for Jake Ottinger to make a good stop. Here come the Sharks right back in. Zetterlin throws it toward the front of the net. Turned over by Granlund, over to Eklund, shot. Oh, what a save by Ottinger. And an amazing pass by Granlund to get that play set up. Mikael Granlund was doing it all night. That was almost his 400th career assist on that one. But a good save by Ottinger, who made enough saves to get the win.
It almost looked there was not enough space. He did a good job of faking it, sliding it to the back door. It kind of handcuffed Eklund a little bit. He couldn't quite collect it from his backhand to his forehand, and Ottinger was able to make that save.
And so, there we were at the end of two periods of play. It was 3-1 Dallas. The play continued in the third period. Dallas continued to press, but the San Jose Sharks refused to give up, which is becoming one of their characteristic features. Jake Walman, who was on the ice for that one goal against, ended up scoring a huge goal, but it ended up becoming a more of a milestone play for Mikael Granlund as he got the big assist. But here comes Granlund moving back in. He stops in the right corner, sends it back to the slot, score! Jake Walman gets the pass from Granlund and makes it a 3-2 game. And for Mikael Granlund, that is career assist number 400 and a big goal by Walman, his second of the year. The score now is Dallas 3, the Sharks 2. Simple play along the boards. Again, Granlund winning the puck and then being patient with it under pressure. Fed it over to Walman back about 40 feet out, and Walman a nice shot down low to make it a one-goal game. And they were a little nervous here in Dallas at that point.
They were, and it was all because Granlund on the entry holds onto the puck. He drew all the eyes of the four defenders, in fact, and a nice heads-up play to jump down the middle of the ice and create himself for that opening and finding that quiet ice was Jake Walman. He didn't dust it off, collected that pass, and then fired it to the low blocker side to beat Ottinger.
And so it was Walman's second goal from Mikael Granlund. Again, assist number 400 in Mikael Granlund's career on that play. And Cody Ceci also awarded an assist on that too to make it a 3-2 contest. But it came down to the final 2.5 minutes. All of a sudden, the Sharks were setting up for a faceoff, and they had five forwards on the ice. Mackenzie Blackwood was still in the nets, but as soon as the puck was dropped and the Sharks controlled it, they pulled him for the extra attacker. Unfortunately, though, in spite of coming close a couple of times, it would wind up in the empty net for Dallas on this play. Empty net, though. Dallas comes up. Johnston, the center, throws to the left. It's an empty net for a Hansey score. After all of that, the Sharks came so close to tying it up, but the puck just couldn't go in. And Roope Hintz back the other way, puts it into the empty cage. And now we've got another injured Sharks player on the ice. And that's Jake Walman over here. He's getting up awfully slowly. And now making his way under his own power as Mackenzie Blackwood came over to check him out. It was just a little bit shaken up. Jake Walman walking off, and it was 4-2 Dallas. The official word on that goal was Roope Hintz getting credit for it. Seventh of the season, they assist to Johnston and Robertson. And so it was 4-2, and the game was essentially over. But the Sharks kept the empty net going after that, getting the puck back, refusing to give up, down by two. And unfortunately, again, at 19:06, another empty netter. Toss up the left wing side. Now it's put to the middle. There was Cunnan driving the center lane. Couldn't get it. Neither can Celebrini. And it'll be Oscar Beck who clears it, but not to the empty net. He's going to get a second chance, though. Checked away. Taken back. Here comes Dallas. And they score. That's Yevgeny Dodonov into the empty net to make it 5-2. Dodonov, his fifth of the season from Oscar Beck. And empty netters, two in the game for Dallas. This one at 19:06. And so the final score was Dallas 5 and the Sharks 2. Final shots on goal, 31-23 for Dallas. The shots in the third period were 9-8 in favor of the Stars. And again, kudos to the Sharks coaching staff and players for refusing to give up. But now it's on to St. Louis, and let's win there.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You got to turn the page and move on and take the positive things that come out of this game and move it on to the next. So a lot of good learning moments for this group that continue to get better. And, you know, that's a really good Dallas Stars team that has designs on going deep into the playoffs.
Final score once again, Dallas 5, the Sharks 2. San Jose's now 6-11-4 on the season for 16 points, while the Stars up their record to 8-2 at home, and they are overall 12-6-0 on the season. Pete DeBoer's team now has 24 points on the campaign. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.